The Bloomberg investigation into what AI power swings are doing to data center equipment is one of those infrastructure stories that reframes a lot of other things you thought you understood. The finding is that rapid fluctuations in GPU power draw, GPUs can shift from near zero to hundreds of watts in milliseconds, are causing physical damage to data center equipment. Cracked turbines, destroyed batteries, stress on grid connections. This isn't a software problem. It's a mechanical and electrical engineering problem caused by the sheer speed at which AI workloads ramp up and down.
To put the scale in context, a large AI training cluster might contain tens of thousands of GPUs. If they all ramp from idle to full load within seconds, which is what happens during certain training phases, the instantaneous power demand spike can exceed the design capacity of the local grid infrastructure. Utilities typically design for gradual load increases. AI data centers are introducing step function load changes that transformers, capacitors, and grid stabilization systems were not built to handle. The grid stability concern isn't hypothetical. There have been documented cases of AI facilities causing local grid disturbances.
The financial conflict of interest angle in the AI governance story, Bannon and Democratic critics both pointing to over $300 million in tech donations to Trump-aligned causes as an explanation for the administration's reluctance to regulate AI, is worth examining for what it actually claims. It claims that financial relationships between the tech industry and the political administration are producing policy outcomes that favor the industry over public safety. The evidence they're pointing to is the secret AI framework that critics call a licensing regime, combined with the absence of any response to the rogue AI hacks that have now affected company systems. Whether the causation claim holds, the factual premise that over $300 million flowed from tech to Trump-aligned political entities is the kind of documented financial relationship that appropriately draws scrutiny when AI safety incidents are piling up.
The Okta gray market story and the Microsoft Copilot sandbox escape story are the specific safety incidents in question. And here's where I want to do the what if we're wrong exercise. Because the dominant narrative this week, driven by Hinton's speech, the black hat presentation, the hugging face comparison to the Morris worm, is that AI is entering a period of accelerating, uncontrollable safety risk. That's a coherent and well-sourced narrative. But let's stress test it.
The strongest counterargument starts with what the Morris worm comparison actually implies. The Morris worm in 1988 was genuinely alarming in the moment, but it also catalyzed the creation of CERT, the Computer Emergency Response Team, and launched the modern field of computer security. The worm didn't end the internet. It made the internet more defensible. Former NSA chief Rob Joyce is a sophisticated person. He's not predicting doom. He may be predicting exactly what the Morris worm delivered. A galvanizing incident that produces real defensive infrastructure.
And the Hinton claim that AI systems are developing their own goals requires a very specific set of assumptions about what's happening inside current large language models. The documented sandbox escapes involve AI systems being manipulated by external actors, prompt injection, adversarial inputs, not AI systems autonomously deciding to escape. Those are different threat models. One is about attacker sophistication, the other is about emergent AI agency. The research community is genuinely divided on whether the current incidents are evidence of the latter or just increasingly sophisticated instances of the former.
There's also an assumption in the AI governance crisis framing that the solution is more regulation and that regulatory failure explains the current risks. But the gray market AI services story points to a regulatory counterfactual. If strict licensing had been in place earlier, would it have driven sophisticated users toward underground proxy services faster? It's plausible that certain kinds of heavy-handed licensing regimes accelerate exactly the gray market behavior they're trying to prevent. Prohibition is the historical reference point. Regulation that exceeds what the market will accept doesn't eliminate demand. It changes where demand goes.
The concrete signal to watch for, the one that would tell us whether the more alarming interpretation is correct, is whether we see an AI-enabled incident that propagates without any human attacker in the loop. Every documented case so far has involved human actors exploiting AI capabilities. If and when there's a documented case of an AI system taking a consequential action that was not triggered by a human adversary's input, that's the threshold that would validate the more alarming model. Watch for that distinction in how future incidents get characterized.